All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring live music recorded in Yukon communities and beyond. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music and IMRP Sync. Greetings and welcome back. We are thrilled to bring you some of the enchanting music from the Auk Rock Festival held in Juneau, Alaska in 2023. This exceptional festival, organized by the Tlingit and Haida Tribal Government and Juneau Arts and Humanities Council, stands as the sole Indigenous music festival in Alaska. Among the highlighted artists at the Auk Rock Festival is Quinn Christofferson, an Alaskan native singer-songwriter. But first up is Samantha Crane, a gifted Choctaw Nation songwriter, musician, producer, and vocalist from Shawnee, Oklahoma. Samantha's musical journey began by teaching herself to play the guitar and channeling her creativity into composing songs inspired by her short stories. Starting her musical career at the early age of 19, she has since achieved remarkable success. Samantha has earned numerous accolades, including 3 wins at the Native American Music Awards. Her music has captivated festival audiences and has been featured in popular TV shows and films such as Beverly Hills 90210, The Dark Divide, Resident Alien, and Reservation Dogs. Her impressive portfolio also includes a memorable appearance on Late Night with Conan O'Brien with First Aid Kit, performing their hit song Stay Gold in 2014. Throughout her career, Samantha Crane has embarked on numerous tours, sharing her music with audiences worldwide. Samantha's discography boasts an impressive 8 full-length albums, each showcasing her growth as a musician and storyteller.
I am a revolving door. town on Main Street. It pays the bills and keeps my head screwed on tight. But I feel it for Ray, cause we were never for staying. So narrow, so straight, and no.
I'm so excited to be here in Juneau at Awk Rock. you. How's everyone doing? Oh, thanks. I'm happy I'm here. I'm going to play a song called Santa Fe. Is about Santa Fe. I know, very descriptive story. Thank you. This next song is called Elk City. I wrote this song because I met this woman when I was driving through a town in Oklahoma. There's this town called Elk City. Back in the late 70s and early 80s, there was an oil boom there, and so a lot of young people moved there. I met this woman. She had come to the town during that oil boom and had just kind of had like a rough life. And as I got back in my car and I started driving, I just couldn't get her story out of my head. So I ended up writing this song about her life. But I always like to preface that because, like I said, most of my songs are kind of just about me. And this one's about her, so.
If you know what I mean. So she beat her mama out of that town, out
city. I can only do one more night, just one more
I'm going to bring a little of Oklahoma to y'all now. I'm going to sing a song in my native language. This is a song that I wrote to honor the land that my family grew up on... yeah, I'm feeling actually very emotional since I got this, so I don't know how much I can, like, go into this. So I'll just say that, and I'll sing the song.
Cool.